Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Sharing Jesus, was written by Amy Boucher Pye. Shortly after Dwight Moody came to faith in Christ, the evangelist resolved not to let a day pass without sharing God's good news with at least one person. On busy days, he'd sometimes forget his resolution until late. One night, he was in bed before he remembered. As he stepped outside, he thought, "No one will be out in this pouring rain." Just then, he saw a man walking down the street. Moody rushed over and asked to stand under his umbrella to avoid the rain. When granted permission, he asked, "Have you any shelter in the time of storm? Could I tell you about Jesus?" Moody embodied a readiness to share how God saves us from the consequences of our sins. He obeyed God's instructions to the Israelites to proclaim his name and make known among the nations what he has done. Not only were God's people called to proclaim that his name is exalted, but they were also to share how he had become their salvation. Centuries later, our call remains to tell the wonders of Jesus becoming a man, dying on the cross, and rising again. Perhaps we heard about God's love when, as Moody did, someone left their comfort zone to talk with us about Jesus. And we, too, each in our own way, can let someone know about the one who saves. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 12. "I will praise you, Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, 'Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you.'" Let's pray together. Thank you, Father, for drawing us to you by your Holy Spirit and setting us free from our sins, Jesus. Fill us with your love and give us the courage to tell others about our transformed lives and how they too can be set free. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.